Blog Talk Radio.
They didn't start on time. What the hell? Okay.
I'm on the radio.
All right. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
Everybody. Hey,
hi,
no,
I'm
just
here.
Working out. All right, everybody's on. Just do me a favor. Everybody just think about the one topic. Hello?
This is Jasmine. I'm not hearing you good, Wayne. You're coming in and out.
That's going to happen sometimes for you, Dad.
Yeah, hello? Can someone hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
You guys hear me?
Okay, I hear you.
All right, everybody, just stand by for a second because the automatic thing, we're still working out the bugs right now. I wanted to see what the automatic intro would start. Just everybody just stand by for a second.
Okay.
All right.
Besides, relationships are people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
You are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
Jasmine, you here?
I'm there. I'm here.
All right.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Uli, walk her through how usually after the intro what happens.
Okay. All right. So what happens is once you hear the applause, you get the applause, then I usually come in and welcome everybody to the Every Woman Talk Show. We get the date, you know, blah, 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 blah. So this time after we get, I have to then introduce you and Laverne, if she's going to be part of it.
Right.
Miss Yaz, tell me a little bit about yourself, and you'll come in and do your thing. And then after that, we will say, well, the topic of today is, first of all, we're doing different today than we do any other day. We're going to have a hot topic on whatever's going on in the media when we first open up. I am thinking about today because we do this as a mock show. But then after that, we'll say, okay, so this is the topic of the day. And since we're talking about, can black women get along?
Right.
And then we'll go from there.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
After you ask the question, so then once you ask the question, then what happens? Is that when we take a caller or how would we know if somebody's on the line?
Typically, most of the time, you and I or the three of us will have dialogue first. So I'm like, yeah, so what do you think? Do you think, you know, in 2016, you know, do you think women are getting along better now? Do you think, and then we'll go dialogue start from there.
Okay.
So I'll just address what the topic is, but then we get into dialogue after that.
Okay, got you. Got you.
All right. So to chime on what Uli's saying. What happened is, like, you see how when you guys called, right? You called and it said you had a prompt if you want to talk to the host, right?
I didn't hear anything about that. I didn't hear a prompt.
It told you to push one, right?
I didn't hear that.
So how did you get into did you get in the queue?
All I did was call, and I was in. I didn't push no buttons to get in anything.
All right, what happens is this. Now, on my end, what happened is, and I'm going to show you guys a little later on, what happened is when you call in, generally you'll hear them say, press one if you want to talk to the host, or just say, hold, or say, stand by, whatever. What happens is on the producer board, which I'm looking at on the computer, it'll have a hyphenated blue question mark sign. So, like, for example, what I'm going to do now, Uli, you're on still, right?
Yeah.
What I'm gonna do, Uli, I'm gonna talk to Yas behind the scenes. Then I'm gonna switch it up. Then you'll be able to hear me. But what happened is, like, as Uli's talking or somebody else is talking, what generally happens, like, say for example, you guys are in a, you know, a good conversation, something like that's happening. Someone calls in. I will be able to see that person calling, you know, from my end, and when they call in, I'll be able to go behind the scenes and talk to that person. I'll find out who they are, their name, where they're from, and what happens is, generally, as you guys continue talking, I'll chime in really fast to Uli, and I'll chime in real fast to Uli. You have a caller, or what we decided we're going to do is we'll have a ringtone I'm going to download onto like a ringer, like a phone ring.
Yeah.
So what happens is, if you guys, like, during your conversation, you hear that, I hear that button, that ringtone, like, you know, like you guys hear a ringtone or a ringer, that means you guys got a caller. That means by the time I hit that ringer, that means I've already screened that caller. I've already got their name. And, you know, what happens is when you hit a ring, it's okay, you know, then Uli will say, hey, listen, Ash, you know, our producer, we got a caller. Let the caller in. That's, she's letting me know that the caller's coming in. And that's when Uli will take the call. Then she'll basically, what happens, she'll take the call, talk to the person about the topic, and she'll start handing it off to you guys.
Okay.
Does that sound about right, Uli?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Uli? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
What I'm going to do is I'm going to just say hi to Yas behind the scenes so she has an idea. Then I'm going to chime back into you. Just give me a hot second here.
Okay. So if Uli's all
right. Hello? Yas? Hello? Yas?
It's still me.
Okay, I got the wrong damn button. U201. I got to switch around. Okay. Let me switch around now. Hold on. All right, let me try it now.
Okay.
Hello, Yas, you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, what's happening is Uli's is still online. Right now, people can hear her talking. Right now, I'm talking to you behind the scenes, and nobody else even know that me and you are talking.
Okay. But does she know? So, does Uli know? Because if Uli says, well, yes, and she's not realizing that me and you are talking, she can be able to tell?
No, she won't tell. See, I'm showing you what I do behind the scenes. So, all right, so I'm going to bring you back on. Hold on.
Okay. Got it.
Okay, we're back on online. Now, Uli, you back on?
Yeah.
Yeah, back on. All right.
Yeah.
All right, see, I just showed
Wayne, listen.
Yes.
Are you right now, are we talking on the live set portion of
it? Yeah, we're on live.
Are we still behind?
Yes, we are live.
Okay, because I can hear you say unmuted. I can hear unmuted and we shouldn't hear that on live.
Yeah, that's different, Yeah, usually before, but you know, if you hear it, it's only in the headphones. When you go live, it shouldn't affect when it comes out. Like when in the broadcast, you won't hear that.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I can hear it too.
Right. When you hear mute unmuted, they're just letting that person who's on that call-in number, letting them know that they're muted or unmuted. But you're not going to hear it when it comes out live.
Okay. Now, Uli, you were saying that when I...
Who we have online right now? Who's online?
Myrna.
Myrna,
hey,
so
doing,
sick.
Myrna?
Hey, Myrna.
Hey,
I'm doing a mock show tonight because I wanted Yas to have a caller come in so she knows how it goes. So,
hi, Myrna.
Hello.
Hi, sweetie. I'm Miss Yas. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank
you. Oh, my.
You
sound like you got a little cold. You okay, baby?
My sick baby.
Yeah,
so I wanted somebody to call in so you would get an idea of how it goes. Yeah. So Nancy would put the phone ring thing on, and then he would let us.
Right.
That means we know that we have a caller on the line.
Yeah.
And then we would say, okay, caller, who do we have on the line? Where are you calling from? And then if Myrna wasn't half dead, she would say, Myrna from Philly. Myrna from Philly. And then we would say, well, what do
it's
you
okay,
think about
Myrna.
The topic today?
Right.
And Myrna, if she could talk, if Myrna could talk, then Myrna would say, hell no, black women can't get along.
Well, so how about this? Listen, I think it's really appropriate. I want to respect Myrna's time. Let's get into the topic. So
okay.
Uli, start the dialogue like we do our questions.
Okay.
And yeah, he follows.
Today, just follow it. So topic today is it true that black women can't get along, or can black women get along? Well, in my experience, I have to say it goes 50-50. I have some black women who are very intelligent, who don't look at things in a box way, so they all always think out the box. I mean, they can get along, but practically anybody and everybody. Then I have some black women who, you know, you just got to go to the left with and not deal with it at all. So I have some friends, who I can deal with when it comes to certain situations, and some that I can't bring around when certain situations have come around. So in overall, I think as time has gone on, I think we've separated more than anything. I think when our parents and our grandparents were coming around, it was a more tight-knit. I think they respected each other more. I think there was more of an understanding of what women are supposed to do and what we're supposed to be. So today I think we got it all twisted. Jazz, what you think?
Well, I think I agree with some of the things you said, Uli. I think that it depends on the age and the time. I mean, back in the day, well, I remember when I was younger, I didn't get along with women at all. Well, let me change that. Women didn't get along with me. Okay,
right.
I got along with everybody else. It was they didn't, and because of the color of my skin, the texture of my hair, I was picked on a lot.
Uh-huh.
You know, us as black women, us as black people in general, we just have issues when it comes to our color and our hair texture and our features and things like that. I will say though, as I got older, I held on to that. Okay, I held on to that thing of okay, these girls, they don't like me. And I took that into my adult, you know, and what happened was I ended up just staying away from women. And I was still saying, though, well, they don't like me. Well, you know why they didn't like me? It was me. And after a while, it was because it was me. It was because I didn't change, you know. So sometimes we have to look within ourselves
But wait, you say you didn't change. Why should you change? What do you have to change for?
What I mean by change is because I was holding on to that anger. I was holding on to that thing that was done to me when I was younger, instead of coming out of that and letting go of that. That's the change that I'm talking about.
But
because I was still staying angry, okay, with women. So I was staying away from them. I would stay away from women because I did not want to go through that, what they
put
me through before. Now, mind you, even though it was done to me as a child, they still do it as adults too. I just feel like it's not as much.
Nothing changed when it comes to how we feel about what we perceive to be the beautiful woman or the pretty woman or the shapely woman. But let me ask the caller real quick, Yasmin, and you and I will get back into it. Myrna, what do you think? Myrna from Philly, what do you think?
Well, I think both of you have valid points, but Miss Yaz made a very good point when she talked about things in her youth. What people tend to forget is women, when we are younger, and when I say younger, I'm talking about when we're coming up and when we go through our periods of going being teenagers and coming into young adults, we are just as arrogant as men are because we are trying to find our place and figure out who we are. That tends to breed, we're all bumping heads. It's just, I think it's a part of nature. As we become older and we become secure with who we are in that change that she was mentioning, we grow up and we accept ourselves for, I'm the thin one, I'm the fat one, I'm the one with the thin hair, I'm the one with the straight hair, and guess what? You take it or leave it, and there we go. Then we can get along because there's no pretense to it.
Yes.
But there are those of us who still are sitting around with their own, carrying their own bags. And like you said, we have some healing within ourselves so that we can accept each other.
I agree. Well said. Well said, brother.
And the thing about that, too, is when we talk about bringing things in from our young adult life into our older adult life, you know, you can still hold on to that baggage, but you still have to learn how to live and deal with people. Your baggage really should be your baggage, you know. And unfortunately, some of us don't know how to separate the two, you know. It's funny because I work in a business where there are nothing but women. It's just all women in there. And there are days where, you know, it's chattiness going on, but on the most part, because we're all much older, it really isn't. It's really a smooth, you know, transition every day because nobody is trying to compete with the other one. And that's where I think the not getting along comes with it, because we're competing. Most of us don't want to see the other one happy. Most of us don't want to see the other sister drive the BMW while I'm driving
a Volkswagen.
You know, so we're in a competitive mode all the time. But see, if you in your heart are a real person, you should want for your sister what you want for yourself. And I don't mean your sister from your mother. I mean your sister from the world. You should want from them what you want. And when you don't want from them what you want for yourself, that's when the animosity comes through. That's when the jealousy comes through. That's when all that comes through. Because you might be light with pretty hair. She might be dark with short hair. But her heart is probably bigger than yours. And she's hating you. And she's hating you. And for what? And for what? And I went back my whole, you know, we talked in the house about that, Jazz, you know, growing up in a big family, very popular family. Women just didn't like us just because. They don't know me, don't know anything about me, just because. And today, at 51, some of those same women who did not care for me then, we're actually friends now because they realized, you know what, she's kind of cool. She's all right. And I was always all right. You just never gave me the chance. You looked at me from an outer surface and never looked at me on the inner surface and see who I really was or what I really was about. And that's where we make our mistakes at.
Well, that's, you know what, you made a lot of valid points, Uli, but you know something, at the end of the day, you know, we all go through things in our lives that, you know, when you're young and things happen to you, that those things can write on the slate of who you become as an adult. You know, and unfortunately, a lot of times, you know, you have a lot of things going on in people's households, you know, with little girls, little boys as well. And, you know, that changes who they are and who they're going to become. And unfortunately, you know, maybe they don't have that guidance, you know, whether it be somebody in you know, a positive role model, whether it's a man or a woman to guide them in the right direction, or even to have a higher power of your understanding in your life that you suck, just something bigger than you that you can turn to for that guidance, you know. And unfortunately, it carries over into adulthood. You know, I mean, I'm gonna tell you something. I've come into a point in my life where I feel good about me, and I love me, and I'm okay with not caring about what people think. Because I used to say that. I always used to say I don't care what people think. But I didn't mean it.
But you did.
Okay, I did care. Now, today is different, okay, because I really don't. That's why I can get up in front on a dance floor by myself, and I don't care if people are looking at me and what they're saying and what I have on and pointing. You know, I don't care about that, and I can say that and truly mean it today. You know, I can truly mean it, but I was not always like that, you know, and that had to do with because of some of the baggage and some of the things. Listen, at the end of the day, we all sick. Some just sicker than others. Okay, we all got our own issues and problems, you know. Some just got
more than the other ones.
You know what
and
I mean?
And some can handle it, some can handle, and some can't.
Some can handle a little better than others.
But we all got stuff going on, you know. Even in our homes, we have that same jealousy and animosity and you know, pointing the fingers. Like, you know, oh, this sister's prettier than that sister, or that sister's pretty or smarter than that sister, or that brother is... You got that in your family, so you don't just have to worry about it in the street. You got that inside of homes, too. But I had to, and like I said, coming from a big family, I had to learn where I fit in life. And for me, at a very young age, it became a no-nonsense, I really don't care kind of attitude. People will tell you she's so mean, she's so mean. But then the people who know me, really know me, they know I have a heart of gold. But what I am is a no-nonsense person. A no-nonsense person, meaning you don't call me to talk about somebody else, because if you're talking about them, you're going to talk about me.
You'll talk about me.
We ain't going to do that. Unless it's constructive, where we're talking about this person to help this person, then we can talk. But if you're talking just to be talking trash, I don't really want to be a part of that, because I know me. I'm a fighter. I'm angry. I go from 0 to 100 in a matter of seconds. So I don't want to be a part of that. And that also came from... the women not liking me, not understanding what I was like, and not being accepted, and why, you know, why is this group of girls, it's 10 of them, and why is just me and my sister, nobody like us? And after a while, I was like, who gives a damn? Who gives a damn? Who gives a damn? You know? So I think what we need to do is grab our younger sisters, our younger women,
yes,
and try to educate them on the things that we have gone through. Because these streets, they are crazy. These streets, there's no loyalty out here at all. There's no loyalty out here anymore. And everything is cutthroat. Everything is cutthroat. Nobody cares about anybody's feelings. Nobody cares about anybody. It doesn't matter anymore. So at some point, I think we owe it to our younger adults to teach them what we already went through. So that people can't say black women are mean and black women are evil and they can't get along and they're not friends. We don't want to keep that stereotype going. We don't want to keep that stereotype because it's not really true. It's only true to a certain degree.
Extent, yes.
It's only true to a certain degree. But the unfortunate thing is that's all you hear because that's all we show. See, they're not going to show you the black women who join together and do and have clubs and have, you know, they're gathering for the. They're not going to show you the positive part of us. They only want to show you the negative part of us. But if the more the majority of us become that positive, then they have no choice but to show. They have no choice.
Well, I got a comment.
What's your comment, Billy?
I was thinking, you know, as we talk about showing, excuse me, black women don't get along. If you take a look at reality TV, which is not real, but look at the reflection of women, period. Women don't get along. And that has become, like, it's just fodder for the mindless or something. I have asked on my Facebook page, please remind me again, what is the purpose of the Bad Girls Club? What
exactly,
girl?
Good one.
And
exactly.
They're not necessarily black, white. They, you know, they're great for showing integration. They're international. But what do they show internationally? I'm going to fight her and let her know that I know because she know that we know. And I still have yet to figure, what do y'all know? I have not heard anybody talk about education, starting a business.
Nothing.
You can give me some
hints
and tips on anything, but run
around
with a drink.
Yeah, they can tell you how to fight. They can tell you about some weed. They can tell you about some fingernails. They can tell you about Louis Vuitton. They can tell you about Gucci. But they can't tell you anything that's going to uplift them. Nothing.
That's right.
Nothing.
That's
and
right.
This is how they betray us. If we're not betrayed that way, we're betrayed as the dancers in videos. Like, we have to take control of all of that. We have to control.
Absolutely.
And the reason why it's like that is because we have not taken responsibility for our young women. We have not taken responsibility for our young women. Because if we have, then they would have some pride in themselves. They would have
Absolutely.
Some pride in themselves. Listen, what happens behind closed doors is nobody's business. And when you're doing it in public, it's everybody's business.
Yep.
It's everybody's business. And we have to teach them that those personal things that we do with our man should be done with our man and not for everybody to see and not for everybody to hear and not for everybody to know. And your body does not have to be shown to every single man on the earth. But we have to be the ones to teach them that, you know. And then you have to realize that our younger women are having babies at such a young age, so they're not even ready to be mothers. They're still children themselves. So now you got children raising children, and you got us sitting back, and 90% of us don't care. We don't care. All we want to do is talk about the problem. We don't make a solution for the problem.
You
gotta find some solutions.
I know, we do. We have to find some solutions. I mean, I feel like the only way, you know, we got to give back. We have got to grab these girls the best way we can, some kind of way, you know, like, you know, and find a way to give back to the community. You know, like what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to start a business. And, yeah, I'm trying to start a nonprofit business and try to get – and it's for women. And who would have ever thought in a million years me, the person that was picked on – I mean, when I'm not getting into details like how badly I was picked on. It was really bad. I hated school. That's how bad it was, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the fact that I grew up and held on to that for so long and, I mean, became a loner because I am an only child, Uli. I don't have a big family like you. I'm an only child. My mother's an only child. I don't have aunts and uncles and sisters and brothers and all of that kind of stuff, you know. And I have a brother that I didn't even grow up with. And you know, and to have to be able to go through that, okay, and try my best to let that go. Now, look what I'm getting ready to do. I'm getting ready to involve myself in a business that I'm going to create for women. Now, you talk about some change. Now, that's some change for your ass right there now.
But that's why. Because that will help the next group who came or coming up like you maybe understand how to deal with it better. Maybe understand how, you know, where they fit in life, you know, and then understand that what other people perceive you to be is not important to you. It's not important to you. You know, it's funny because when our producer came to me to start the show again, and I was so excited to come back on. This is, I think, our third year. Very excited. Everybody knows that I held the show down last time by myself. I was very lonely doing the show. It was fun. I was lonely. However, when you tell me you're ready now to bring up a co-host, then the producer will tell you, I am not, and Verna will tell you, I am not the easiest camper to get along with. I'm very territorial, but I had to learn how to open up my mind and say, okay, let me see if I like these people. Like, I already don't like you from the door because that's just who I am, because that's what was done to me.
I remember the day I met you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when he was like, oh, I'm going to introduce you to this one, and she does this, and she's not like, oh, brother, here we go with this. Here we go. And I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to have an open mind. I'm going to go in this a little differently, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I met Ms. Jazz for the first time, there was an immediate chemistry between us. That does not happen when someone is coming into my space. You know what I'm saying? We can be friends. We can be cool. But when you come into my space, I got to really like you. I got to really, really, really like you.
But then you see what you did, though? But look at what you did, Uli. You did it. You changed. You opened your mind. That was a change for you. That's what I'm trying to say. We do have to change the way we think in order for to change. You know, sometimes, you know, you have to take the right and wrong out of a situation and just look at the part you play in it.
But
you know what I mean? It ain't about right and wrong.
I look at that a little differently. I don't look at that as necessarily something you have to change, because human nature says we can be now, if you're not accommodating and open to anybody just on GP, that's one thing. That's something that you have to work on. But everybody is not worthy of being within your circle, and you are well within your rights to keep your distance. I didn't say be nasty. But you are within your rights to be territorial and protective until that person has truly demonstrated to you that they are trustworthy and we can have that kind of rapport. So on one hand, where it's an opening up, the other hand is that's exactly what you're supposed to do, because everybody is not supposed to be in your space.
That's right.
Everybody's not supposed to be in your circle.
Exactly.
Yes. And everybody won't fit in your circle. Everybody won't. Even if you like that person, sometimes it just doesn't work. I mean, I have friends who I grew up with, and we've been friends for 15, 20 years, and sometimes you just grow apart. Things change, and we're just not in the same space anymore. So you cannot be a part of my circle anymore because we're just not in the same space anymore. Doesn't mean I don't love you. Doesn't mean I don't care about you. It just means that you and I can't kick it anymore because we're just in two different spaces. You know, we're just in two different spaces.
But
and,
it's interesting. It's interesting, and I didn't mean to cut you off. It's interesting that you share that about your perspective of coming on, you know, like how people perceive you. Because when I first met you, that was not the perception that I got.
Really?
I did not get that perception, but then everybody's circumstances are different. Now, we met, and I hope you don't mind me sharing, we met because of a mutual friend.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
You can hear me? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we met through a mutual friend. Uli's ex was a classmate of mine. When I reverted to Islam, and just in talking to him through Facebook, he asked me and suggested that I interact with Uli. So, okay, he gave me her number. Now, I'm going to tell you, I was trepidatious about it because, really, other Muslim woman I met, oh, my God, I felt like the worst person in the world after talking to them. So I was very trepidatious. Mm. So when I had the interaction with her, it was very open and very warm and very friendly. I didn't get that same sort of, well, you not all dressed in black and you got your feet showing and you got your hands showing. Oh, I can't. Oh, you got to take that lipstick off because you just run. I didn't get any of that. So for me, I did not get that same sort of she doesn't like anybody. Now, did I walk away from that saying, oh, we going to be the best of friends? I don't think I walked away thinking that, but I wouldn't walk away thinking that from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I walked away like, yo, this is a really nice sister. She's really about her business. She'll talk to you, and she's cool. Like she's cool. I'd like to talk to her again. You know, if we click, we click.
Mm-hmm.
I walked away with much respect for that person because she could talk
to
me without.
But that was 12 years ago.
Wow, really? That long? 12 years later,
you know,
look.
So, yeah. So
that's
the thing about that was, though, when you come at me with respect, then you will get respect. If I feel any kind of, I'm a good judge of character. So if I feel any kind of your aura is not right for me, then I part ways. I just don't do it. But once again, I gave you the benefit of the doubt when he called me and was like, yo, my girl Gurner, and I was like, oh, okay, no problem, whatever. She could call whatever. Typically, I'd have been like, I don't like talking to her.
Right, and that's the other thing, too. Now that knowing the background of that, too, you like, ooh, that could have been a big problem off the gate. Like,
Yeah.
But that's the change that I'm talking about. That's the change. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean by the change. I'm not saying, like, you just changing who you are. And I mean the change as far as just being a little more open-minded than you normally would have been. Okay, the kind of change I'm talking about, because that allowed you to at least be able to be open enough to say, well, let me just give her a little bit and let's see what happens.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you something.
Had he had called me and said, I got my old classmate, you know, want to come up from Philly, want to hang
Brother
out.
Vern.
No. That would have been a no. But because
I'm going to let them know, okay? I'm sorry, ladies. That was Laverne calling me on the other line. I apologize. She said she could hear us talking, but she can't get in.
Nasty. Wayne, you got to bring Laverne in. Wayne?
Hello?
Laverne, he's going to bring you in.
Producer, you got to bring Laverne in.
No. Don't hang up.
She says she hasn't called again. She hasn't called in.
Are you on the call that number. He's going to bring you in. Hang up from me and call in.
Yeah,
you got the number, the new number?
The new number is, she probably called the old number.
516.
Okay, she said she can hear us talking, guys.
So she's on.
Tell her to call in. Yeah, tell her to call in. Yeah, she's not calling, so I'm looking at the board now.
She's talking to you guys right now. She's saying, hello, can you hear me?
No, she's not talking to us because we wouldn't hear.
Okay, take this number. Make sure this is the number you're calling, 516.
666-9947. 666-9947. Tell it, the area code again is 516.
Okay, 516. So call, go ahead and call. Is he?
I got Myrna, I got Uli, you got
Wait a minute,
Yaz.
Wayne, she's saying it's busy. There's no way it can be busy.
Yeah, because, as you hung up, you called back in.
516-666-9947.
You have up to so many callers, so that ain't even
okay.
That don't even make no sense. Anyway, had he come to me and wanted Myrna to meet me on the strength of...
Yep.
That's just his classmate. Then things would have been a little bit different. I don't know if me and Myrna would be friends 11 and a half years after the fact because I'm not that friendly. I'm not that open. But because it came from a part of faith.
Okay.
I feel so strongly
She's
about,
on, you guys. She's on, Wayne.
You know.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Wayne, can you see the
number
now?
Wait a minute. He's trying to pull you in, Vernie Poole. Hold on.
All right, everyone stand by. Hello? Does everyone hear me right now?
Yeah, we hear
Hello?
You.
I can hear you, Wayne. It's Yasmin.
All right, I'm going to talk to her behind the scenes. You guys continue talking. I want to make sure
okay.
that that's all right. working.
Vern, you can hear. I can hear him through the phone talking to you.
All right, this ain't going to happen. This can't happen.
No.
She has to wait a second.
Just hold on, Vernie. Don't hang up.
She's only in the queue. She's not talking to anybody yet. She has to wait for him to pull her in.
Okay, she can hear you because I can hear her on your. I can hear you on her phone. Yes, I know. I can. I could hear. I can hear Uli's voice through on the phone on the cell phone through your phone.
No.
Yeah,
everybody's talking.
Because
right
she's
now.
On queue.
Yeah, she's on queue right now until I bring her in. You know, I'll be able to. Right, she's on queue right now. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go behind the scenes as you guys talk. And I'll be able to talk to her.
Right.
Hello?
Okay,
yes.
Vern, don't hang up with him, okay? He's going to try to talk to you.
Yeah, you guys continue talking.
Okay.
Like I said before, you know, we'll got behind the scenes. Don't worry about that. I got that.
Okay.
You go ahead. Go ahead. So for future reference, you can't talk. You can't even, if your friends are calling you, you can't do that because everything is on the air. So for future reference, if they call you and say, like, Myrna will text me and say, I'm in queue, and I would just text Wayne and say, gotta call it in queue, pull it in.
Mhm. Yeah, because you can have because you can hear everything, right?
Everything. Everything. And sometimes you may have to ask the caller to cut your TV down or cut your radio down or whatever, because everything comes in.
Okay.
But you know,
yeah, because Vern can hear us, because I can hear you through her. Like she's on the other phone, and I have my cell phone with her still on. I can hear everything you're saying through the phone. That's crazy.
Yeah, because she's on queue. She's in queue. That means she's listening to the show. He just didn't pull it in yet.
Right.
Myrna, when you call in, you hear everything, right? You hear us talking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you hear the whole conversation. But see, that's what happens when the callers call in, and they don't want to talk to us, but they just want to listen.
Listen,
That's what that is. Got it.
All right, Laverne, you have Laverne online now. I was trying to go behind the scenes. I'll work those little logistics out. Laverne, are you online?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Vernie,
right,
I'm going to hang up on the cell phone, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good.
Are you here, sister?
Yay!
Okay, so this is the other host for the Every Woman Talk Show, Lady Laverne.
Hey, Miss.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, Jess.
That was our applause,
Vern.
That was nice.
First, let me say, how was your trip?
My trip was fantastic. I loved it. I really needed it. I needed a me time.
Wonderful. So we're going to jump you right in. We have a caller from Philly, Myrna, who's on the line. And we have been talking about. Vern, she said, hey.
Hi.
Hi, Laverne. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I've been better, but I'm all right.
Okay.
We have been talking about the fact that black women have been viewed as not being able to get along. So we have all come up with the senses of we can. We just have to be open-minded and things, and we have to change some of the perspectives of how we think about things. But what do you think about that?
Oh, okay. Well, that's real deep because that's really what's going on now today, that women really don't get along with each other. And I feel the reason is because they hate on each other. And it's sad because we're all, you really think about it, we all are God's children, even matter what color we are. We still are sisters. And it's like sad. I love everybody. You know, my spirit for women are real high, you know. I get along with everyone. I really do.
So what do you think we should do to change that? What do you think we can do so the sisters stop hating on each other? Like, what is it that, like, first of all, what do you have that's so great and wonderful that I need to hate on you about? Like, even if you're a millionaire.
That's
even if you're a millionaire. there. That's where God put you. That's where God put you. That's where you're supposed to be. I can't hate on you for that.
That's right. That's right.
I can't hate on you for that.
And I like, you know, I like me, myself, I like tell everyone, like, even if you don't speak to me, and if you are hating on me, I still tell you I love you. You know, and I think maybe we say it more to women and stuff. They maybe they'll grasp it sooner or later, you know, that we all are as one as a woman. You know, we should have more. Like, we are power. Women are, we have power.
Yeah.
We have power. So to hate on each other, it takes away from your blessings and everything, you know.
So what you're saying is, even though you think they're hating on you, if you show love, then maybe they'll turn around and stop being so stupid and hateful and show love.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Especially if you have no real beef. If you really have a real beef, there's no reason for anyone to be hating. Now, if you did something to someone, they have every right to feel however they want to feel.
Yes.
But if there's no real beef going on.
You got people that really didn't do nothing. Like, it could be a word thing, and okay, let's get over it. And let's keep moving on.
And move
like,
on.
Like, it's real. That's a real heavy word. Like, to hate on someone, to hate someone. And we're all women. We're all women trying to strive to get farther.
Exactly.
In our life.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so you missed what I said earlier. I said to them, you know, we as women should want for our sisters what we want for ourselves.
True.
And if you do that, honestly, you're doing a disservice to yourself. You're doing it because, see, if you're hating on somebody, three more might be hating on you. So, you know, your blessings may be a block, too. So, you know, but what we were saying is we need to now grab our younger generation and try to teach them just what you said, Laverne. If there's nobody really done anything to you, show some love. That love may be shown back because there's no purpose for it.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? Anyone can chime in on this. I mean, maybe it has something to do with the fact that that person that's showing the other woman so much hate is because they really don't love themselves. How can you love or show somebody else love if you have inner hate for your own self, you know? So what do you think about that?
That can be true.
Yeah, because if you don't love yourself, you're not going to love no one else.
That's so true.
That is so true.
Valid point.
Some women that see women like, with God. God got each and one of us where we're supposed to be. So if you got some women that see someone a little further, that's where the hate comes from. It ain't even about the person.
Yes.
It's about what they're doing. And I don't think that's fair because that person, other person is where she's supposed to be, and she's where she's supposed to be.
That's right.
So I don't see the hate. Why is anyone hating on where you at? I go through that a lot. I go through it a lot. It bothers me. I go in my little crying mode because I be like, why they don't like me? Why they hating on me? Why they talking about me? You know. But then I think about, I pray on it. And then I don't let it take my spirit. I get back into my little spirit person who I am, my lovely person I am, and I just move on. You know, I just move on because I can't stay stuck like that. I can't stay stuck because it'll snatch all my blessings away.
But that's what I was trying to tell them before. That's before you came on, Laverne. That's what we were talking about before. I was saying to them, like, sometimes maybe it has something to do with, you know, when we're younger, we all go through things in life, and maybe something happened to that little girl or that little boy, because that changes who you become. It writes on the slate of who you are and who you're going to become from a young age, you know. And if you don't reach out to get help or acknowledge it, because you can't fix anything you can't acknowledge. You know, so if you can't even acknowledge that maybe it's you, and it's not saying that it's your fault, like I was trying to explain, you know, it's not about the right and wrong, it's just about the part you play. And if you can just look at that part and maybe say, you know, something is wrong with me. Why? Because let's face it, if everywhere you go, somebody is hating on you or don't like you, maybe it's you.
Oh, no,
you're
gonna think it's you, baby. It's you.
Maybe it's you.
It's you, baby.
Everybody can't be wrong.
Let's rewind for a minute. That may be true in a lot of senses. However, honestly, truthfully, 100%, Myrna was an isolated situation. Mm-hmm. 90% of people who know me perceive me a certain way that I am not.
Me too.
I am not.
Mm-hmm.
I am not. And I'm not going to change. Well, I got to go around smiling all day just to make you think I'm somebody I'm not. No, I'm not going to do that. This is just who I am, and this is who I'm going to be. And the reason why people perceive me a certain way is because I'm not that bubbly person. I'm not that bubbly. That's not me. In my circle and when I'm having fun with people, I am.
Uh-huh,
when you first see me and meet me, I'm very stoic. I'm very serious. And I feel like that's just perfect. That didn't happen, you know, because the girls hated me. I've always been a very serious person. But in their mind, she's so mean, she's evil, she's unapproachable. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. That's just your perception of me. And so if you continue to have that perception of me, you will never get the chance to know the real me, which is a wonderful me. You know, but so some of it is true. If everybody hates you, or if you got a problem with everybody, then you need to look in your inner side.
I mean, I said maybe. I'm not saying that that's written in stone. You know, it's a possibility. All I'm saying is sometimes we just need to check our own inventory to maybe find the answers. It's not. You're right. It may not be you. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying it's a possibility. Maybe. Maybe you do need to look at you. You know, not necessarily saying that that is just the case. You know, there is a bend there. You know what I mean? You can bend a little bit.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, so true.
I like this. This is going good.
I love it. Yes.
I love the fact that, you know what, this is not about changing anybody's mind. It's about just getting different opinions.
Opinion.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Like with me. Okay. Like years, a couple of, you know, by me growing up too, and then what I went through too, I was that person too, because it took a lot for me to say, because I didn't love me. So I didn't want to be bothered with no one. I didn't want to listen to what no other woman had to say because I didn't love me. I had to learn how to love me. So I had this thing where I had a little mirror where I would go in it and get to myself and tell that person in the mirror that I love you.
Wow.
So I could.
Wow.
I had to do that for maybe a year.
Wow.
Maybe a year that I had to go in this mirror, you know, to say I love you. And believe it. And I had to believe that I love me. So I can love another woman. It wasn't even about a man. It was about me loving a woman like me. So I can accept and learn more things. Because I was this little girl that didn't know how to just grow up and stuff.
Right.
And I didn't know how to love. So how can I say I love you and I like you?
If you can't learn to love yourself.
So I went through something. I was that person that had to learn how to love me to love other women and not hate on another woman because
I
didn't love me.
I think we all have, though.
And that helped me a whole lot. So, I mean, I've been good, you know. It's like you said, it's like from growing up, that little girl just stay stuck for a minute.
Yes.
Yeah, that little girl stay stuck.
Yep.
I don't want to grow up. I want to stay a little girl for a while, so you want to play the little girl games. As long as you're a little girl, you're going to play little girl
games.
Hold on
for a second. Hold on for a second, y'all. Hold on for a second. So it's 7:48. Somewhere down the line before this this went this far, we could have had an interlude. We could have had a commercial break, but we didn't because we were going strong. When it's going strong, we don't have to do a commercial break. However, we start feeling like we are getting lost for conversation, because you will sometimes, then we'll, you know, the producer will see that things are slowing down, and in our ear he'll let us know that we're going to do a music interlude, a commercial break or whatever, and we'll do that.
Okay.
And that's done. When that's done, nobody's on the air. You can hear the music, but they can't hear you.
Okay.
And I can't hear you. But Wayne can hear you, but the producer will always be able to hear you.
Okay.
Well, let me do something real quick, ladies. First of all, great conversation. I was able to get one of the commercials that my partner had for the Every Woman Show. So everybody just stand by for a quick second. Tell me if you can hear this loud and clear. Just stand by.
Okay.
Tune in and listen to Uwe Wells and guests as they do the Every Woman Talk Show, the show about women and for women, every Tuesday night here at Chatter World Radio.
that's just a test, ladies. What we do is we're going to have different commercials. That was just one of the ones that Uli had last year. She was doing the show by herself. For the most part, it was on Tuesday nights. So we're going to modify the commercials to reflect all you ladies' names.
You're
going to
put
Vern's
name in there, right?
Yeah,
no, that's from last year. Everybody has their
No, that was last year.
Okay.
That was last year. That was the last year commercial. I just want to kind of make sure everybody can hear it loud and clear. And a lot of times you'll hear
a
little sound effect.
Hold on for a second. Hey, Myrn.
Yes,
Myrn, baby, I know you're not feeling well. I really appreciate you coming and helping us tonight. If you want to hang up, hang up anytime. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Well, thank you so much. Nice talking to you ladies. Love
yes,
you too.
Yes, sweetie, if I feel better.
I'm getting there.
Go ahead.
Myrna.
Okay, you
too, sweetie pie. Myrna, if you feel better tomorrow, tomorrow's a hot topic. Call in. If not, you know, we'll hit you. We'll see you next week. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right. Get some rest.
All right. Love you.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
So when
the
intro comes in like that and the commercial is 7:51, so now we need to start closing out.
Okay.
What happens now is Wayne in my ear will say to me, Uli, we got 6 minutes left for the show or 4 minutes left for the show, whatever it is.
Okay.
Depending upon when, where we're going with it. And then I will say, okay, ladies, you know, we got to start closing up the show. What's your closing remarks? You know, what do you have to say your last minute, Jazz? And then, you know, you'll say whatever. And then say, you know, Lady Vern, what you got to say? And then, you know, Vern will say whatever she has to say. And then I'll do my closing remarks and we'll piece it out. And then the music will come back on and that's it.
Oh, okay. All right. This is good.
Let's get a test run. Let's get a test run, ladies.
Before we do this, because he's going to close out when we do this, do you guys want to have a close, think of a closing slogan for us? Not now, but maybe by tomorrow night.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be cool. Should it be a different one for each one or just a slogan that we always have?
Yeah, just a slogan for all of us, you know, that represents all three of us. Think about something and let me know. All right, so here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen and viewers and listeners, we have to close out tonight's show. It was a wonderful set. I mean, a lot of information, but we got to have some closing remarks from our host. Yes, I'm so glad you held on and you listened and everything. And if we didn't get to you tonight, we will definitely get to you next week. We're so sorry, but, you know, we only have a certain amount of time on the show and we can't get to everybody. But next week, we got you. Miss Yaz, what you think, lady girl? What you think?
Yes, thank you. I just would like to say thank you, everyone, for calling in, the ones that didn't speak but just listened. I thank you so much. Thank you for everyone on Facebook for sharing our flyer and just supporting us. And I would also like to say thank you to our host, Uli, and thank you so much to our co-host, Laverne. And on that note, I'm going to pass it over to Laverne.
I just want to say thank you to everyone. And I want to thank you, Uli. Thank you so much for that, allowing me to come in with y'all and Jazz, you too.
Aww.
And this topic was, I needed it.
Mm.
It was a great topic.
Aww.
I needed it. Yeah. Aww. At this moment, I was like at the store, I've got to run down the block. I needed this. Thank you so much.
Okay,
Let's rock, ladies. Let's rock.
Well, I think that's it for tonight for the Every Woman Talk Show. From the Sisters of Love, good night.
Good night.
See y'all on the dance floor.
Besides, relationships are for people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
You are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah, we're sorry. No, usually at that point we'll play outro music. You'll just hear Every Woman beat going, kind of taking you out. You know,
that's what'll happen.
Okay. And I'll mute everyone at that point. But yeah, I guess we at this point you guys can kind of chime in and kind of, you know, I guess critique each other. I gave you guys some little extra time to talk to each other.
I guess you can, at the end, I don't know, this is just a suggestion, you can say something like, and remember, you can be every woman, or something like that. This is the Every Woman Talk Show. You can be, or strive to be every woman, or something.
The only reason I don't want to do that, we don't want this to be a woman show. We don't want to.
That's true, because you're going to have men calling in, too.
That's what I was going to ask.
And now we are. Right. Now we are okay. Now closing in on our from our men, so we don't want to do that. We want to say something like, you know, the sisters of love or the sisters from Jericho, something. We got to do something to just incorporate the three of us.
Okay.
Like
I got
that.
You. I see what you're saying.
So,
okay. All right. We'll think
so
about
we'll think
that one then.
Think of something like that. Okay. So it's really simple. And there are, you know, y'all did wonderful. Y'all did great. Nobody really talked over each other. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's cool. You know, the thing about it, we only have one guest tonight. We're going to have multiple people calling in.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes a little bit more difficult because sometimes we have three callers in at the same time with us or two callers in at the same time with us, and we have to be able to make sure that they don't overtalk each other or overtalk us as well. But
that's when you come in, though, right? Only you would make sure you take
yeah.
you say, okay,
yeah.
well, wait a minute, someone's right.
Okay.
So what you missed, Laverne, what you missed was in the beginning of when it comes on, the Every Woman, I'm Every Woman from Chaka Khan, please. And then we have a big applause. And after the applause, I come in and I introduce myself and then I introduce Yaz and I introduce yourself. That's every show. That's the beginning of every show. And then after I introduce Yaz, she introduces herself, and then I introduce Laverne, and then she introduces herself. You know, tell a little bit about yourself. And we do that every time because we have new listeners every time.
What happened, Vernie Pooh?
So,
I don't know. I got cut off. I don't know. Oh, okay. Well, I tell you what, we can. That was just basically the gist of it. We'll talk again later.
Yep, that's fine.
Thank you, sweetie pie.
Okay, honey, I'll talk to y'all later.
Love you. Bye, Uli.
Okay, baby, love you. Talk
love
to you
later.
Honey. All right.